Right, I must be getting a little smarter day by day. Well, since you walked in the room, I got a little smarter, I guess. I
love it. Aaron got a lot on the flow. One day, two great events is happening this weekend, Saturday, coming up August the 15th. Talk about your two events, Aaron.
Yes, so we have on August 15th coming up here in 2 days, two amazing events to celebrate Muskegon Lake and its restoration. We were officially delisted as an area of concern in October of 25. We were put on that list in the 1980s, and that's not a list you wanted to be on. So we, working with the community, the state and federal government have put over $80 million into the lake to restore it and clean it up. And we're now celebrating that historic milestone with a community event. So from 9 to 2. We will have a family-friendly free event for anybody who wants to come down. We have a fun run happening right at 9 o'clock. We have kayak lessons. We have 25 booths with face painting and lots of educational community partners that will be there. We'll have a slow roll bike ride.
Paul might be down there. Well, so he don't like to drive.
What do you consider slow? Yeah. It might be 15 miles per hour. Might be slow for you.
Yeah, no. Much slower than that.
I was going to say, because he loves that bike.
I love that.
Yeah,
bike
so trail. Bring your bikes and come do that. And Dave Alexander, locally, kind of local celebrity, will be guiding those tours and the bike ride and giving some history on the cleanup and the history of Muskegon Lake and the shoreline there. There will also, the Milwaukee Clipper is there. So they during that same time will be doing free tours of the historic Milwaukee Clipper. So that'll be also amazing. And then in the evening, we have a ticketed event. And as I mentioned, we were put on that list in the 1980s, so we are going to do a throwback 80s party on the Milwaukee Clipper. It's $35.
You don't seem like you're that old enough to know what the 80s were like.
Oh, I am. I'm an
80s
girl. Absolutely.
You know what the 80s were like.
Oh, yeah. I do. So, yeah, we're going to rock it out like it's the 1980s with a DJ. We have Wonderland Distillery will be the caterer, so amazing food. Mm-hmm. Cash Bar. Like I said, $35 a ticket, and you can go to, if you just go to your search engine and or on Facebook, Instagram, and search Muskegon Lake Celebration, that event will pop up. You can purchase your tickets. You could also, we're encouraging you to sign up and register for the fun run. Again, that's totally free. The evening event is ticketed, but during the day is free. We'll have a food truck there, and you'd have to purchase the food from the food truck, but everything else. And we're going to have some really fun giveaways, too. Uh-oh. So we have swag bags with T-shirts and water bottles, fishing bobbers, a wonderful coloring book that we put together a couple years ago on. It's called Muskegon Lake Color Me Clean. So it's all about the work that we did around Muskegon Lake and educating the kiddos on the work that happened around there, and some crayons in that swag bag. So the first 300 people will get that free swag giveaways bag. And then the booths will also have some free giveaways as well.
Wow.
Aaron, you have a lot of sponsors. I'm looking at this list right
here.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're gonna send them out. Who's the major one? Is that Betton?
Betton is the major sponsor, yes. And they will be there on site with a bunch of cars as well.
Okay. So for people that's listening, you want to make sure drive and you know where the Milwaukee Clipper is at. The first event, the Grand Trunk Pavilions, before you get to the Clipper, right? Is it near the Clipper?
Yes, yeah. You'd take that same driveway in that you would get to the Clipper.
And it's outside. That's outside.
It's 100% outside. There is a pavilion. We'll have some tents because, you know, it is looking like there might be some raindrops.
Oh, really? Okay.
We're gonna wish that away, though.
Right,
yeah.
But rain or shine, we will be there, unless, of course, it's really bad weather. Then, you know, you can check our Facebook page and make sure we're still on. But, yes.
And then the evening time, 7 o'clock p.m., you go inside.
Yes, and that's on the Clipper.
Overlooking the water.
Yes, yeah.
Wow. This is, how significant is this event for the community? Because you're saying being off that list. What do that mean?
That means it's a huge, huge accomplishment. Like I said, $80 million went off. So it's an international designation between the U.S. and Canada that, again, happened in the 1980s. There were 47 areas of concern identified within the Great Lakes Basin. We had 14 in the state of Michigan, 2 in Muskegon County. White Lake, and that was delisted in 2016, and now Muskegon Lake. So we will be completely off that list, already off that list. And it just means that we, again, we have this cleaned up lake. The resurgence of downtown Muskegon and the restoration of the lake has really happened hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And the economic impact has been huge in our community, all the way through our county.
Wow. You might even get some hotels out there now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So 7 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. That might be the one I might pull up in, because I'm still in my 80s anyway. I'm looking in 80s. So.
Yeah. And, you know, if you want to dress like it's the 80s, you could do that too, but you don't.
I do by default. And that's all I have.
Yeah.
I can't afford new clothes. I can't afford 2026 clothes.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Get priced out of that.
Yeah. Definitely.
So to people who don't know, West Michigan Shoreline Regional Development Commission. Is that a state agency? What is this
agency?
We
are a quasi-government agency. So what that means is we are between county and state government, but we don't have the same statutory authority as a local unit of government. So we can't levy taxes or mills or anything like that. But we can, we work with we have 5 counties in West Michigan that we cover: Lake, Mason, Muskegon, Newaygo, and Oceana. And we administer programs in transportation, economic development, environmental planning, and community development. So we work with those communities. We help them get grants to improve their community, whether it's so a lot of the transportation projects, you see the orange barrels around this and about that's the 'tis the season for that. We help the communities do what's required by the federal government to be eligible for federal transportation dollars. So we kind of do the behind the scenes work to make sure the communities are eligible. Many of the industrial parks within our 5 counties were funded through our economic development program. We're required to do a regional economic development plan, a comprehensive economic development strategy. And that makes, because we do that, it makes our communities eligible for those grant dollars. So we help our communities bring in grant dollars to improve their communities.
Well, how are we doing as a community? Are we growing as a business community?
I think we're thriving. We're doing great. Our tourism numbers are up. The private investment that is happening within Muskegon County is going through the roof.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're doing very, very well.
Millions or billions?
I would say you know, I'd have to guess. I don't know the actual numbers on that, but I would say it's approaching hundreds of millions, closer to billion.
Really? Wow.
Potentially, yeah.
The commitments
that of investments.
I mean, I've seen the one in Norton Shore. That was like 200
million. Yeah, and Chobani. That is massive.
That's a big
for our community.
So Muskegon is a place to move to then.
I believe so. Absolutely. We have, you know, we have great infrastructure here. We have Lake Michigan, our water, our tourism is fantastic. Our home prices are they're very expensive, but compared to other places in the country, we have a relatively low cost of living. Mm-hmm. We have a relatively low severe weather impact here as well. And that's because of Lake Michigan and the climate we have because of Lake Michigan.
Right.
So we don't
Except
have
those blizzards every once in a while.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm hanging on to summer as long as I can.
See, he's a what do they call him? Snowbird.
Yeah, I want to be a snowbird someday.
Yeah, he's a snowbird.
When you get to be 80 years old, you could be a snowbird. Yeah. There's a bunch of us on the wheelchair getting pushed on a plane. You know what I mean?
He has it so hard. You know,
I love it.
So he don't like the winners anymore, like he grew up.
I'm not
in.
Strong enough. You're strong. Muskegon people are strong. Michiganders are strong.
Everybody
cannot handle that stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know.
I'm weak. I come here for like 4 or 5 days, I get sick, and be in the bed. That's just from getting into the shuttle bus at GRR Airport. By the time I get to the parking lot, I'm coughing.
Oh, boy.
So what did they do, Aaron, to the lake? I mean, I know you can't get into everything, but what was so bad about our lake?
It really started with the lumber era back in the 1800s.
Oh.
So we had between 40 and 50 sawmills that dotted the shorelines of Muskegon Lake. And through that, they would dump their sawmill debris into the lake. And the
Muskegon Lake wood?
Yes, but then it moved into, it's unnatural though to be in the lake. The lake is actually 20% smaller than it should be. Because of the unnatural fill going into the lake. And it, that mostly happens on the south side of the lake.
They were just dumping stuff.
They were just dumping stuff. So then when the industrial era happened, they needed more space. So they would fill it in with foundry slag and dump barrels.
No.
So there's a lot of toxic chemicals that are in the lake. And so the Muskegon Lake Watershed Partnership, back in, they started meeting in the early 90s, and they meet monthly and continue to meet monthly. And they worked with the state and federal government
to clean it up.
Well, to identify benchmarks, you know, how many feet of shoreline do we want to restore? Do we want to soften? Do we want to, the acres of emergent wetland, do we want to restore? How much contaminated sediment, how many tons do we want to remove from the lake? So we had those benchmarks, and then we were able to get federal grants to help meet those benchmarks.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of that environmental work happened over the last 20 years around the lake, and we were able to meet all those benchmarks.
It's clean now.
Wow.
That explains why my motor and my boat
blew up.
But wasn't that doesn't a
boat.
Mean-
See, he's saying a boat. Aaron, let me explain to you. He had a yacht.
Oh.
Ooh. So that, he's saying a boat. He had a yacht. You can see it on the side of the yacht.
The yacht.
It says yacht.
Depends on who you talk to. You know? Talk to Jeff Bezos. He said that's not a yacht.
No, that's not a yacht.
It's not a yacht.
100 feet got to be a yacht.
Well, this is great, Muskegon. So this weekend, we claiming good weather, right? We're going to claim good weather.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a celebration, celebrating clean water. It's a clean water celebration. I like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee Clipper. How many opportunities do you get to celebrate on the Clipper? That's happening Saturday, 7:00 p.m. to 10:00 p.m. We're going back to the 80s. 80s were a good time. Gas was like, what, 50 cents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gallon.
You, I know you don't know. We're talking, you know, you don't know nothing about
the 80s. 80s were
some good time. I didn't have a mortgage then. I was at home. Had no bills in the 80s. 80s was dope. Didn't even get mail. 80s, I was part of these little teen clubs and fan clubs.
Yeah.
Different celebrities and stuff. I had pictures on the wall.
Yeah.
Didn't have to worry about myself.
You can come out with your bell bottoms and your turtlenecks.
Yeah. We had the baggies.
The baggy pants.
The parachute pants?
Yeah.
We
call them baggies.
Baggies? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And also 80s, we had, what else was it? The Jerry Curls.
Jerry Curls, turtlenecks.
That's the only thing I don't want to see anymore.
Big hair. Definitely big.
Big
bangs. Big bangs. You got to get
huge.
Your Aquanet.
Yeah, huge. Yeah.
So we can do all that this Saturday.
This Saturday, yes. Yeah. So 9 to 2 is the family-friendly free event at the Grand Trunk Pavilion. And then from 7 to 10 in the evening is the ticketed event, $35 a ticket. And we encourage you to purchase your tickets ahead of time. You've got today and tomorrow.
How many people can you get on the Clipper?
We can get up to 300.
Up to 300.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And you party until 10 o'clock.
Till 10 o'clock.
Tamika Savage said, hello.
Hi, Tamika.
She's watching online. Tamika know everybody.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
Yes, she is. She is. Definitely great people. All right, Aaron, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Pulling us on this event that is happening this weekend. You can head over to bit.li. / Muskegon Lake Celebration, and we'll post a link up on our Facebook page. Anything else you want to share before we go?
Just come help us celebrate this exciting opportunity and event.